You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Sunday, April 6th, 2025. We should be friends. Tech giants' big money plans for data centers hinge on gas-fired power. Published by Lisa Scheidler. Growing power demand for data centers has been one of the biggest stories in energy markets over the past year, with natural gas-fired power plants emerging as the primary choice for developers seeking to provide the 24/7 power these massive, energy-intensive sites require. That has led many energy firms to unveil plans to sell power directly to data centers. Many tech giants have also announced their own deals. In today's RBN blog, we'll dive into recent announcements from firms like Apple, Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft, which intend to collectively spend about $300 billion this year alone to boost their AI, artificial intelligence, capabilities. As usual, let's start with a refresher. We noted in our blog called Stormfront that a data center can be home to thousands or even tens of thousands of network computers that process, store, and share data. Data centers are energy intensive, with electrical demand at larger facilities ranging from 100 megawatts, or MW, to 2,000 megawatts and higher. Power demand for data centers is projected to grow substantially with the expansion of AI tools like ChatGPT and Perplexity, which require far more computational power and energy than conventional Google searches. As we noted in Dive In and in Part 1 of this series, there are a lot of uncertainties about the scope and build-out of generation needed to power new data centers, from how much demand will actually grow for various generation fuels to logistical issues like transmission or equipment availability. In addition to uncertainties about power, numerous logistical hurdles must be managed when selecting a location for a data center. As you'll see, many agreements remain vague, underscoring the difficulty of aligning the energy industry's capabilities with the needs of the tech giants. While many gas producers and power generators are eager to supply their energy needs, in some cases forming joint ventures to advance those plans, and tech firms are hungry for it. Plans for building and siting these massive data centers must resolve a number of complex issues: real estate with water access, transmission lines, fiber optics, steel, and electricity infrastructure. The degree to which these factors can be satisfied will influence where the projects ultimately get built and how they're powered. A pivotal shift is unfolding that underscores the lengths to which data center developers will go to ensure project viability. For the first time in a decade, gas producers are being pitched long-term, fixed-price contracts. We've heard 15 years or more. It's an indication that some gas purchasers may view the current gas price as low versus what may shape up in the near future as additional LNG comes online. And it gives producers of natural gas, who have had to deal with often disappointing prices, the opportunity to lock in. However, price fixes remain a delicate balance. Producers aim to avoid being tethered to low rates while meeting the surging energy appetite of data centers that operate almost nonstop. Tech companies have been sending out numerous press releases, and some have even put their money where their mouths are and started construction. In January, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company, which owns Facebook and Instagram, plans to spend as much as $65 billion this year to expand its AI infrastructure. Microsoft said it was planning to invest about $80 billion in fiscal 2025 to develop data centers, but on April 3, Bloomberg reported that Microsoft has halted or delayed some of its data center plans. Amazon said its 2025 spending would be even higher than the $75 billion estimated in 2024. Google, through its parent company Alphabet, has committed to spending $75 billion this year, mostly focused on expanding AI and data center capabilities. Below is a partial list of tech giants who are planning to upgrade their AI capabilities, a list we recognize is changing almost daily. Apple. Apple announced on February 25 that it will spend more than $500 billion over the next 4 years to expand its presence in several states. Plans include a new factory in Texas, a doubling of its U.S. Advanced Manufacturing Fund to $10 billion, a manufacturing academy in Michigan intended to help companies transition to advanced manufacturing, and accelerated investments in AI and silicon engineering. The company's new 250,000-square-foot advanced manufacturing center in Houston is scheduled to open in 2026 and will produce servers that support Apple Intelligence, which provides generative AI models. The servers, which were previously manufactured outside of the U.S., will also establish the foundation of private cloud compute, which Apple said is designed specifically for private AI processing. Apple also intends to expand data center capacity in Arizona, Iowa, Nevada, North Carolina, and Oregon. NRG Energy, GE Vernova, and Kiewit. NRG Energy and GE Vernova, along with the industrial company, a subsidiary of Kiewit Corporation, announced a venture on February 26 that aims to advance four projects that will generate more than 5 gigawatts of gas-fired power to the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, and the PJM Interconnection, which serves all or part of 13 states plus the District of Columbia. No location was listed for where the plants would be constructed. The first 1,200 megawatts combined cycle plant is expected to open in 2029 with 2 7-ha gas turbines secured under a slot reservation agreement with GE Vernova. Other projects are expected to come online through 2032. The model is replicable and scalable, with the potential to fill a future pipeline of 10 to 15 gigawatts, or 10,000 to 15,000 megawatts, and expand to other areas across the U.S., the company said. In this venture, NRG Energy will utilize its expertise in power generation with an existing 13 gigawatts capacity and will lead the development and operation of the new power plants. GE Vernova will supply the 7-ha gas turbines for the new power plants and provide technology and manufacturing capabilities. Kiewit, through its subsidiary, will oversee the engineering and construction of the actual power plants. Meta and Energy Louisiana. Meta announced in November 2024 that it will build a 4 million square foot data center, the company's largest, at a 1,400-acre site in Richland Parish, Louisiana. Energy Louisiana, an investor-owned utility, or IOU, said that to support the project it will build 3 gas-fired combined cycle plants with a combined capacity of 2,260 megawatts, 2 of them in Richland Parish, as well as other infrastructure, including new transmission lines and substations. To minimize the environmental impact of the new data center, the new Energy Louisiana power plants will be capable of being fired by a 70-30 blend of natural gas and hydrogen, with the potential to be converted to 100% hydrogen, or be fitted with CCS technology. Later, we should note that hydrogen's unique properties make it difficult to co-fire with natural gas or to use with existing infrastructure. See hard to handle. Also, Meta will support the utility's development of 1,500 megawatts of new renewable capacity on the utility's grid, and the development of CCS technology at an existing gas-fired Energy Louisiana plant in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Energy Transfer and Cloudburst. Energy Transfer in February entered a 10-year agreement to provide up to 450,000 million BTU per day, or roughly 450 million cubic feet per day, a firm natural gas supply to Cloudburst's next general data center campus near San Marcos, Texas, which could start operations by Q3 2026. That's enough gas to generate approximately 1,200 megawatts of behind-the-meter power, Energy Transfer executives said during the company's Q4 earnings call. The 1,200 megawatts may be a conservative number; in theory, it could generate even more. The agreement marks Energy Transfer's first commercial arrangement to supply natural gas directly to a data center, but company officials said they have received requests for 70 prospective data centers. The deal hinges on Cloudburst reaching a final investment decision, FID, with its customer. In the deal, Energy Transfer isn't building any gas-fired generation. Instead, the company is leveraging its existing infrastructure of more than 105,000 miles of natural gas pipelines and storage facilities to supply natural gas to Cloudburst data center. On its website, Cloudburst said it would have its own on-site generation. Microsoft and We Energies. Microsoft announced in February it is developing a $3.3 billion data center hub near Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Microsoft broke ground on the first plot of land last year and has approval for a 1,000-acre expansion. Bloomberg also reported that Microsoft intends to put the expansion on hold. Microsoft has acknowledged the need for flexibility in its data center plans but has not discussed specific projects. We Energies, a Wisconsin IOU, has proposed a $2 billion investment in new natural gas infrastructure with more than 1 gigawatt capacity to serve Microsoft's AI operations. We Energies wanted to start construction on a $300 million, 128-megawatt natural gas-powered facility in Paris, a town south of Milwaukee in Kenosha County, in Q1 2025, with construction to be completed by July 2026. However, there has been community pushback because the facility could emit more than 590,000 tons of CO2 annually and the project does not include CCS capabilities. We Energies said it is considering other locations. Amazon and Energy Mississippi. Amazon's data center expansion in Mississippi has prompted Energy Mississippi to begin construction on a $1.2 billion natural gas plant in Greenville, a town along the Mississippi River in Washington County. Amazon announced a $10 billion investment to build two data centers in nearby Madison County, but by the end of January, the cost had risen by 60% to $16 billion. Still, plans were underway. Energy began construction on its new natural gas power station, known as Delta Blue's Advanced Power Station, in November 2024. The new facility will have a capacity of 754 megawatts and utilize combined cycle combustion turbine technology, with natural gas as the primary fuel. It is designed to support blended hydrogen for reduced carbon emissions in the future. It is scheduled to be operational in 2028, replacing the 50-year-old, gas-powered Gerald Andrews steam electric station. Vantage and Volta Grid Partnership. Hyperscale developer Vantage Data Centers will partner with on-site power generation supplier Volta Grid to provide more than 1 gigawatt of gas-fired microgrid power and new facilities across North America. Vantage is one of the leading providers of wholesale data center infrastructure and has accounted for building out or starting 35 campuses globally, with more than 2.6 gigawatts in capacity. Volta Grid has supplied data centers with mobile gas turbines and, in August 2024, agreed to supply the Elon Musk-owned Chi Memphis data center with 14 mobile generators, each capable of providing 2.5 megawatts, to help power the 150-megawatt data center in a speedy fashion. There is plenty of debate about mobile generators because they don't require the same level of permits as other types of generation. Ultimately, the data center will be housed in a 750,000-square-foot center in South Memphis and will be home to 100,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs for training and running the next generation of Chi's large language model, Grok, with a second cluster of 300,000 B100 GPUs scheduled to come online this year. The data center boom, driven by tech giants racing to support AI's explosive growth, is akin to a modern-day gold rush. But these billion-dollar projects demand far more than cash. They require strategic locations with access to water, fiber optics, steel, transmission lines, gas pipelines, and vast amounts of power, which tech firms are trying to secure and energy companies are eager to provide. The whole process will result in winners and losers, and by the end of this year we'll start to see which of the deals we just mentioned have the best chances of making it across the finish line. We Should Be Friends was written by Miranda Lambert and appears as the fifth song on Lambert's sixth studio album, The Weight of These Wings. Released as the second single from the LP in December 2016, it went to number 25 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart. Personnel on the record were Miranda Lambert, lead vocals Chris Carmichael, string arrangements Chris Coleman, electric guitar, drums, violin, synthesizer, percussion Spencer Cullum, steel guitar, lap steel Luke Reynolds, Frank Risha, Scotty Ray, guitar, Glenn Wharf, bass, Matt Chamberlain, drums, percussion Hargis Pig Robbins, piano and Chris Coleman, Maddie Diaz, Frank Little, Annalise Little, Eric Mass, Aaron Raytier, Lance Reynolds, Frank Risha, Lily Mae Risha, Gwen Sebastian, Lucy Silvas and Glenn Wharf, backing vocals. The Weight of These Wings was recorded in 2015-16 at the casino in Nashville and produced by Frank Little, Eric Mass, and Glenn Wharf. The album is about Lambert's divorce from Blake Shelton and her relationship with Anderson East. Released in November 2016, it went to number 1 on the Billboard Top Country and number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums charts. It has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. It won Album of the Year at the 2017 ACM Awards. Four singles were released from the LP. Miranda Lambert is an American country singer, songwriter, and guitarist. She started her professional career in 2001, when she released her first studio album independently. Her major label debut album, Kerosene, came out on the Epic Nashville label in March 2005. She has released 11 studio albums, an EP, and 41 singles. She has won 35 ACM Awards, 14 CMA Awards, and 3 Grammy Awards. Lambert will be playing select concert dates in the U.S. beginning in April.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.